everyone. Jetta Cameron, 97.5, The Fanatic. Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Another day with snow. Snowing throughout the Delaware Valley right now. Drive carefully. Drive safely. Drive yourself home or to work or from work, wherever you're headed, in good shape. We will talk tonight and talk a lot about the Eagles this evening. You think about it, last night, you know, we had a lot of topics last night for obvious reasons. And yes, we touched on the Eagles, but a lot last night was about the Super Bowl. It was about the game, Cam's performance, Von Miller and Cam at the podium and Peyton's place in history and all that stuff. But tonight we got to dive in because over the weekend and then again yesterday, Adam Schefter dropped some serious, strong, important intel on us. Namely, two things. One, the Eagles, as he said, will not use the franchise tag on Sam Bradford. Two, that Nick Foles may rise again as the quarterback. Nick Foles as the quarterback of the Eagles. What? What, are you kidding me? All right. Tonight, we will discuss it. And we will do so with you on the phone lines at 610-632-0975. Really? Nick Foles? All right, 610-632-0975. Obviously, I'll take your reaction on Bradford, on Foles, the whole thing. Look, first off, your general reaction. The combination of the two. The Bradford decision, the Foles thought process. Do you agree if they go in those directions? Do you disagree if they go there? What is Foles? Is he just a stopgap? Is he a pathway towards something more? Is he a guy to actually be the guy? Is he 27-2 somehow again? I mean, that's long distance ago, it seems like. Long distance ago. You know, but also stepping away just from just those two. The future of the position for the Birds. And as we talk about the future, I always think it's, or often think it's relevant to reference the past. For instance, you have Jaws, you have a shot. You make the playoffs for that bunch of years, late 70s, early 80s. Eagles are making the playoffs, they make a run, get to the Super Bowl. You have someone like Jaws, you have a shot. You have Randall, you have a shot. You have Donovan McNabb, you have a shot. If you don't have someone like that, you don't have a shot. So the Eagles have got to find a guy to be their guy. Now, in the end, Jaws, Randall, Donovan, all three of them, they didn't get it done to win the Super Bowl. But there was a certain degree of success, obviously. Some playoff victories, some two Super Bowl appearances. A lot of playoff appearances. Some playoff wins. But that's just a get to that point. In the end, you want to do what Denver did 2 days ago, and you want to do what the city of Denver is doing today. You want to have a parade. You want to experience, I want to experience, we all want to experience what we experienced on October the 31st, 2008, an actual parade. We should have a parade through snow right now. I mean, you need a guy that's the guy. So we'll dig into this tonight at 610-632-0975. Your general reaction, the combination of the two, which is crazier, letting Bradford go or trying to get Foles? How do you navigate this? 610-632-0975. As I have said, I would franchise Sam Bradford. All right? I think it makes sense. But I will say this. I will not freak out if they don't. I will not freak out. I will not come close to freaking out. I think it will be a mistake. I would be intrigued to see more from Bradford. But listen, do I really, when all is said and done, do I really think Bradford's one of those guys to be the guy? Probably not. If you franchise him, are you probably just delaying the inevitable of having to find a way to get someone else in the future anyway? Yeah, you probably are. I would take my chance. I would roll the dice. I'd give them the money. I'd say, dude, you got 16 more games to prove it to me. Here's the football. Go out there and show me what you got. That's what I would do. But if they elect to go in the other direction because they essentially don't believe in Bradford enough, you know, I can't act like that's outrageous. You know, we've seen plenty of good players let go in Philadelphia sports history. And I'm not going to, you know, lose sleep. At least I don't think I am over the departure of Sam Bradford if it goes that way. I can't possibly give him a big, mega, long-term deal now. 12 months from now, hey, maybe, if he proves it. But this isn't, you know, we've seen Wilt leave. We've seen Charles Barkley trade it. We've seen Curt Schilling. We can go on down the line. We've seen some great players let go. Sam Bradford's, he's not Wilt. He's not a lot of different guys. He's just very average in the NFL. 610-632-0975. So we'll continue to just kind of monitor this. Obviously, the Eagles have some time. They do seem to be looking into, as Sal Powell talked about today, kind of a patient approach, trying to find their way through this situation. But then you come into this Nick Foles part of the story. And if Adam Schefter's report is accurate, and you know, I have no reason to believe it's not, Schefter's very good at what he does. All right, so you got Foles under contract in Los Angeles. So you got to clear that hurdle. Now, my first thought is, Nick Foles, like, are you kidding me? I mean, it just seems utterly ridiculous, frankly. You know, what are we talking about here? Nick Foles? Again? Back to that? But I will say this, all right? If not Bradford, who? If you don't believe in Sam Bradford, someone else has to be the quarterback. It could be Mark Sanchez. It could be anybody else. Well, I guess in that way, Nick Foles is a viable option to consider if you're not going to have Bradford. Because if who? Matt Castle? RG3? You want Josh McCown? You want Geno Smith? Do you want Mark Sanchez? Do you want Johnny Manziel? Like, what are we, is this a joke? So, you know, the options become scarce. And I guess from that standpoint, Nick Foles at least fits in as an option to be considered in that regard. I think Foles and Bradford are, like, I think Bradford's better than Foles, but I think they're closer to being in the same range than, you know, Bradford and Phillip Rivers are. You know, Bradford's middle of the road. Foles at this point's sub-middle of the road, but probably a back-end star. I know he had a bad year. I got it. I get the whole thing. He had a bad year. But then I wonder, and I think, and I say, well, let's go deeper on this. What might be the motivation if Nick Foles is the guy that they really want? What might be the motivation for that? And you start thinking about Foles and his career. Start thinking about his personality. His personality. And I say, and I ask, and I think, you know what? Maybe Nick Foles is better suited to being the bridge guy to a young quarterback than some of these other quarterbacks. I mean, for instance, Geno Smith, you could go get him, but you don't probably want Geno Smith as the bridge guy. Geno Smith's fighting for his career. He hasn't proven anything. And, you know, not that Foles isn't fighting for his career, but, you know, a guy like Geno Smith, I mean, is he really going to be inclined to want to teach? Now, I don't know. Maybe Foles won't want to teach. I sure as heck know Johnny Football won't want to teach, and I won't want a quarterback learning from him. So when you talk about Foles and you think about his personality, you think about the concept of being a bridge guy, basically put another way, I guess I'm asking this. As you start connecting dots here, do you think Doug Peterson envisions Nick Foles as the next Doug Peterson? And when you think about it that way, maybe it makes some sense. You know, I mean, think about it. At some point, we have to consider, I think, the very real possibility that Doug Peterson, the original Doug Peterson, the 1999 Doug Peterson, that Doug Peterson may want to find the next Doug Peterson as a player. And that Foles, with his personality and just, kind of just goes along with the flow and all that stuff. Maybe Foles is perfect to teach and to be a bridge. 610-632-0975. Then you say, well, wait a minute here, because now there's still a problem. It's nice to connect some dots there, and that's all well and good. But there's a hell of a big problem here. Who the heck? Who plays the role of Donovan McNabb? If Foles is Peterson, well, who's McNabb? And with the 13th pick in the draft, not the second pick in the draft like 1999, with the 13th pick in the draft, how likely do you think it is that they'll be able to pull that kind of guy with the 13th pick? A guy that can be the man. Someone that can be the guy for the next 7 to 10 years for this franchise. And that, obviously, I think the more you think about this and you see the Schefter report and you get the sense that they're in no hurry to lock up Bradford long term, and again, as Schefter has indicated, at least to his reporting, not going to franchise Bradford, it just seems more and more and more like it's becoming crystallized that the Philadelphia Eagles, and there's nothing wrong with this here. I applaud this part, that the Philadelphia Eagles are intent in finding the next guy to be the man. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. The trick is, man, that is not easy to pull off. We'll talk about it tonight, 610-632-0975. So then you start saying, well, who are the contenders? Who are the options? Eagles pick 13th in the draft. Now, generally speaking, there's between 3 to 4 quarterbacks that are considered first-round talents. Generally more 3 than 4. Carson Wentz, quarterback from North Dakota State, 6'5", 233. Obviously, had a very good, as we all know, very good Senior Bowl week. Impressed people. Considered a pretty darn good prospect. Carson Wentz, North Dakota State, coming from a lower level form of football. Then you've got Jared Goff, QB from California, 6'4", 210. Completed 64% of his passes this past season. Close to 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Did struggle against some better opponents. You know, has some bad habits considered with throwing off his back foot and things like that. Not considered a phenomenal option, but an option. You also have Paxton Lynch. I saw Paxton Lynch over the weekend out at the Super Bowl week. Big, tall dude. 6'7", 245, quarterback from Memphis. Completed 67% of his passes. 28 TDs, 3 interceptions. Now, you know, areas of concern for him are considered footwork, field vision, and things like that. Obviously, he is an option. Beyond that, in the first round, Connor Cook, the only other one really generally considered potential first-round material. Then after that, you get into Cardale Jones and Hackenberg and all that. So you really have 3 or 4 options if you're looking at it at pick 13. All right? And we're going to dive deep into these guys over the next couple of months, because more and more, I just feel like this is where it's headed. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Paxton Lynch, and theoretically Connor Cook. Connor Cook, who, by the way, was not a team captain for his squad at Michigan State, which really is something a lot of people have cause for concern with, because they don't think he was the most well-liked person in his locker room. Take that for what it's worth. So you have some options, and will a QB be there in 13? You know, yeah, sure, someone will be there. But do you believe in that guy? If you can't get the first or second guy, do you believe in the third guy? How do you rank him? I reached out to 3 people today associated with college football that I know very well and said, I want you to rank those 3 guys. Wentz, Goff, and Paxton Lynch. One guy said Wentz. One guy said Cook, and one guy said Paxton Lynch. So, you know, obviously there's some elements up in the air. It seems like Carson Wentz is getting more pub right now than others. We'll keep our eye on it as it develops. We know the way this stuff goes. When you look at the draft order, Tennessee with the first pick will not take a QB. That's overwhelmingly obvious. So they will either take a different position or they will trade the first pick in the draft. When you look at the draft, the Eagles at 13, here are the teams you see and you say, all right, they are an issue. They are a team very motivated to need a quarterback. In the second position, the Cleveland Browns, obviously. Third, San Diego Chargers, possibly. Phillip Rivers is getting up there. He did sign that contract, but possibly. Fourth, Dallas Cowboys, possibly. I would think it's probably more unlikely than not, but man, Tony Romo's getting banged around. So you got to think about it if you're the Cowboys. Seventh, San Francisco. I would think that's a real likelihood. Eighth, the Miami Dolphins, maybe. 10th, New Orleans absolutely needs a quarterback. Drew Brees, maybe for one more year. 11, Chicago, absolutely. You can't keep doing this Jay Cutler thing. 12, New York Giants, probably not. I think you're probably locked in with Eli there, but, you know, you could consider it, but probably not. There's about five teams in front of the Eagles, like Tampa Bay and Tennessee and Baltimore and Jacksonville, not motivated for QB. But you got six or seven teams there. You got about three or four absolutes, and you got about another three or four maybes. So you got some teams that if you really like one of these guys, you might have to hurdle over. Now, again, I think it's very intriguing that Tennessee, with the first pick in the draft, I mean, 1,000,000% will not be taking a quarterback. So what do you do? How do you play this? You got Bradford as an option. You've got Foles, if you can get him, as an option. You got Sanchez as an option. Foles and Sanchez, to me, are bridge guys. And then you got these guys in the draft. 13th pick. Maybe you move up. Maybe you stick there. Let's go to the phone. 610-632-0975. Can you win with Nick Foles? Well, can you win enough? You might be able to win a little bit. Can you win enough? What can you do with the other guys? How do you play this if you're the Eagles? Let's go to the phones, kick it off with AJ and Easton. AJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, I am a big supporter of Nick Foles.
Wow.
Now, basically, the way I see it is I see Eli Manning. He's got two Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nick Foles a lot like Eli Manning? Absolutely. Eli Manning has bad days, has good days.
All right, how do you figure that?
Well, if you look at Eli's numbers, I mean, even in his performance, say, in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl run, I mean, even in the last Super Bowl, the guy threw one touchdown. He didn't have a stellar performance. One touchdown, what was it, 250, 60 yards?
Well, you know, you do know he won four playoff games that season.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at the first season, he had a great game. He had a great catch against the Patriots.
Right.
But if you look at the win against the Cowboys, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff game, he threw for 199 yards, I believe it was, and against Dallas.
All right, so you believe in Nick Foles.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you look at him, Baltimore Ravens have won with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Or if you even go to this year today, get rid of the name Peyton Manning. I know he's a legendary quarterback.
Sure, yeah, I get
but
it.
He has had a horrible season this season. He was an average quarterback at best.
Yeah, he's below average this year. Yeah. No, listen, it's interesting, but I will say this, and AJ, thanks for the call. We know enough about NFL history to know for every guy that's average or below average that wins a Super Bowl, there are, oh my God, there are four or five that are awesome. So yes, you can point to Brad Johnson, and yes, you can point to Trent Dilfer. And even yes, this year, you can point to the sub-mediocre performance of Peyton Manning. All fair. But for all of them, there's four Tom Brady's, there's four Joe Montanas, there's a Steve Young, there's three Troy Aikmans, there's a Brett Favre, there's an Aaron Rodgers, there's two Ben Roethlisberger, there's a Drew Brees. I can keep on going here. And listen, if you want to go that route, you sure as hell better have players like DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller ready to come off the edge and take the quarterback's head off. Not an easy, Not an easy team to construct. Let's go to Lee in Delaware. Lee, you're on the Fanatic.
Oh, once again, perfect timing for me. How you doing tonight?
What's up, Lee?
Nothing much. Last time we talked, we had kind of a similar conversation a little bit about the J.J. Watt and the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
So I'm calling because my feelings with the Eagles and this whole quarterback thing. Right now in this quarterback draft, and the opinions of most, is pretty average, possibly even subpar.
Okay.
A lot of people looking at it as teams who really need quarterbacks bad are going to reach and take some chances out of desperation. And my opinion, the Eagles have to play the hand that they're dealt.
Which is what?
I don't think the hand that they're dealt, in my opinion, is if they don't want to pay Sam Bradford, me personally, I say franchise tag him just so you have a quarterback. But at the end of the day, Joe, what we saw on Sunday was that you don't need the best quarterback, but what you do need is a quarterback that your team believes in. And the Eagles are going to have to answer the question because you hear a lot of guys out of that locker room that have faith in Sam Bradford. And in the NFL...
Oh, you really think... You think that? But
you hear it.
Well, listen, what you hear... And by the way, I'm not saying that they don't think it, but I put no stock in what they say publicly. What do you expect them to come out and say, you know, well, Sam Bradford stinks?
But it's different that whether they come out and say it, but they've come out and on the other end advocating for him.
Mm.
It's one thing if you just stay out of it and you go, hey, this is not my deal. He's got a contract. Yeah. They'll figure it out. But you have guys advocate for him. And that's the thing. If your team believes in his guy and you are paying all this money out, bringing guys in, showing the players that you're interested in winning and winning now. And if these guys believe in Sam Bradford, you have to do right by them and bring this guy back. You got to figure it out.
Because
at the end of the day, what we saw on Sunday, Joe, we saw a guy that if you ask everyone in America how Peyton Manning looks, they would all tell you he looks horrible. But I guarantee you go to that locker room and ask them their feelings to Peyton Manning, like Von Miller said.
Yeah.
He was big inspiration for us winning this. We did this for him.
Well, okay, but maybe they did leave, and I appreciate the call, but that's not why they won. That's not why they won. They won because their defense kicked Tom Brady's butt and came back 2 weeks later and kicked Cam Newton's butt. That's why they won. That's why they won. Now, Peyton Manning's an all-timer, and he gets two. We talked a lot about that last night. All that still applies. But they won this year because of their defense. And that's awesome. I'd love to see an Eagles team win a Super Bowl because of defense. I'd love to see an Eagles team win a Super Bowl because of freaking special teams. I'll take anything. I'll take a damn crumb. But I will not lose sight through the fog of all of this that a quarterback is really important, man. And in the end, do I really believe in Bradford? Not really. Do I really believe in Foles? No. Let's go to Mike in Levittown. Mike, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Joe, how are you, bud?
What's up, Mike?
You know, you were going down that list of quarterbacks, or should I say teams that needed quarterbacks. And I'll tell you what, right now, there's a lot of them, and there's a shallow pond of quarterbacks coming out of the college ranks right now. But, you know, you were talking about a tall, big dude. Tall, I guess. I'll take one of them. That's not my major point right here.
Okay.
My major point is this, is that, okay, Sam Bradford came here and got $13.2 million in a second-round draft pick, and he wasn't worth that. And you want to pay him even more money? Who? You couldn't even fathom that. And by the way, if you bring Nick Foles, isn't he a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, something like that.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay, let's not, you know, put him let's not put him way up on the card here. But he's going to cost you less,
yeah.
Right? And here's the thing. When Peter – so one thing's running into the other. When Peterson got appointed a head coach, he turned around and said, yeah, you have a lot of talent on this team. Well, guess what? He doesn't know how to evaluate talent because I don't think there's a lot of talent. And if there's one thing this team does need, Joe, and I've said this from start, you can put any coach behind them, and coaches, you need somebody to be able to evaluate talent. Get people in here, sign them, and that's how you build your team.
Well, that, yes, well, that,
yes,
that
you
yeah.
are prolonging yeah. the inevitable, as you did say. Hence my call.
Yeah. No. Okay, Mike. I think there's a lot to that. I agree with that call. Hey guys, if you're planning on getting engaged, it's Valentine's Day, and obviously it's coming up now in what, less than a week. You got to get on it quick. Make your first stop, make your only stop, and get in quickly to make it happen at Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. Why? Because the moment you step in the door, you're treated like a part of their family. They don't want to just sell you a ring. They want to be a part of your story, the journey of the engagement process. After all, Family Jewelers has been a family-run business for over 80 years. That's four generations. And if they don't already have the perfect ring in their showroom, they have a master jeweler on site who will custom design one just for you to give to her. Give her the ring she'll be proud to show off to her family and her friends. Give her a ring from Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. The Delaware Valley's largest, no commission, no pressure, diamond destination. Also, of course, so much more than just engagement rings. Everything, all sorts of jewelry variety. Get it for your wife. Get it for anybody. It is Valentine's Day, man. Get it done at Family and Company Jewelers, Marlton, New Jersey. Visit them in Marlton on Route 70 or their website at familyjewelers.com. Once again, familyjewelers.com. We rock all the calls next. Show to camera on The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Mike Kahn, president of Univest Bank, with a message for businesses worried about the way local banks are being taken over by the big financial institutions. At Univest, we understand how important it is to work with people you know, who can make decisions locally and offer the comprehensive solutions you desire. We do business the way you do business. Bank local with Univest.
Visit univest.net. Univest Bank and Trustco is member FDIC.
Interested in getting involved in the sports biz? Come to the Phantoms Career Fair, Wednesday, February 10th. Meet and network with representatives from the Phantoms, plus Philadelphia and other sports teams. Plus, stay for the Phantoms game that night. Find out more by contacting the Lehigh Valley Phantoms at 610-224-GOAL. 610-224-4625. Phantoms Career Fair Day is Wednesday, February 10th, including a Phantoms game that night. Let's go, Phantoms!
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverages of August 10, 2015.
Getting a new iPhone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting all the phones in your family is a smart idea. But if you have insurance through your wireless carrier, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded Square Trade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 a month. For a family of four, that's $44 every month. Plus, up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade family protection plans cost less than $4 a month per phone with a much lower deductible. We can save your family over $500. Whether you've got a new iPhone or any other smartphone, stop overpaying for phone insurance and protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade instead.
Protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade and save over $500. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Do you know what the grandma rule is? Dale here, owner of Two Men in a Truck Philadelphia. The grandma rule is just one of our core values at Two Men in a Truck. We treat every customer the way you would want your grandma treated. So if you're moving, let me and my team treat you like, well, our grandma. Visit TwoMenInTruck.com to receive your free moving quote. That's TwoMenInTruck.com. And if we accidentally call you Graham, that's only because we really get into it. Two Men in a Truck, the movers who care.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I was told you could make us feel better.
You're suffering from too much junkitis. Point at something you haven't used lately.
Wow, it's gone. Try it, honey. You'll feel light as a feather.
All you have to do is point.
I feel like I'm flying.
That's the sound of optimism and energy and possibilities.
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call today before noon and we'll be there today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
A fresh set of wiper blades should wipe through just about anything, which means you can drive through just about anything with maximum visibility, like polar vortex blizzards, torrential downpours, and even bug-infested backcountry side roads. Gotcha! With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
See clearly what your tax refund could do and save at AutoZone. Get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Rain-X Quantum wiper blades. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there's a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online, you'll get an instant decision, and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com, that's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We got the deals and you need the wheels. Where? At Key of Westchester and Key of Coatesville. Right now, get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for any trade. That's crazy! Drive home a new 2016 Kia Forte for just $12,990. And always remember, Jim Sapala wants to see you in a Kia. Visit Kia of Westchester or KiaofCoatesville.com.
Qualified buyers plus tax and tag. Negative equity refinance. Dealer retains all factory rebates. Offers don't combine. Expires months end.
Hey, it's Harry Mays. Now, be honest. Can your windows handle another Philly winter? Don't wait for another storm to hit before replacing your drafty windows. There's still time to install new Window Nation windows in your home. They're specifically designed for our unique tri-state climate. What could be better? How about free windows? Take advantage of Window Nation's Blizzard Meltdown sale. Buy two and get two free. No limit. Buy four, get four free. Plus, pay no interest for 18 months. And did you know the tax credit is back? Get up to a $500 tax credit by putting in new energy-efficient windows. So do what I did. Set up a free estimate at windownation.com. Buy two, get two free. There's no limit. Plus, pay no interest for 18 months. Details at windownation.com or call 484-394-2993. Be sure to tell them Harry sent you.
The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Get your exclusive 24-karat gold-dipped roses. One place, one price. IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, shut a camera on the Fanatic. We got Flyers hockey tonight at 7. Let's get some phone calls in here on the Eagles quarterback situation. We go to Jack in Doylestown. Jack, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe, first of all, your opening monologue was right on point, buddy.
Thank you.
So first of all, I'm not a big Bradford guy, but I'm thinking like maybe he's the best of all alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about Foles, Joe, here's what I think. I might not know a lot about football, but I'm guessing that the Rams guys do. And they made a choice, Case Keenum or Nick Foles.
Isn't that amazing?
There you go. And I'm wondering, like, who here in Philly would say, yes, let's do Case Keenum?
Right.
And he clearly beat out Foles. Yet people are saying, let's do Foles.
Well, that's what, but Jack, let me jump in here. That's why the more I think about it, I think we got to stop having our minds thinking Nick Foles is the guy that theoretically can get back to, you know, 27-2. Not that anyone thinks that, but like maybe he can be the guy type thing. Maybe Nick Foles is just Doug Peterson.
There you go.
Right?
That's why you hit the nail on the head. Doug's thinking, I need a guy that can transition me to.
Yep.
I can't answer the next part of your question, which was, if not Bradford,
right.
Then who?
Right.
You know, but it's whoever next. And maybe Peterson's thinking, you know, Foles has the qualities. Because I remember seeing him with Foles, you know, up at West, not Westchester, wherever we used to go, up in Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so maybe he's thinking he's got the right mentality. He can kind of keep the ship steady. Let's build up the D, and we'll figure out a way to get the quarterback. And we don't know who it is yet, but Nick could be a good transition. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, Jack, it's a good call. The more I think about it, the more I think maybe that's the path. I mean, you know, right, wrong, and different. Maybe that's just what they're thinking. Kenny in Abington. Kenny, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe, listen. Let me get some time here.
Yep.
There's no way anybody who's seen my man Bradford play this year can make any calls. He played in the Chip Kelly experimental offense. We all seen that. If you want to get rid of Bradford, let's get rid of the wide receiver that we picked first round last year that couldn't be on the field or get open. Let's get rid of the other guy who we had that we had all this potential that couldn't keep a ball in his hand. Let's get rid of the offensive line that couldn't keep him upright or open the hole for a running back who couldn't get three who couldn't get 3 yards past him.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sit here and put all this on Bradford. You talking about potential of all the guys that come out in the draft? He was number one pick. He was he won the Heisman. He hasn't reached his potential either. So there's no way you could. And Nick Foles got beat out in St. Louis, and we saw him in a conventional offense
mm-hmm.
with a great running game. And look what happened to him with dynamic wide receivers. He couldn't get it to him, you know. And so why would I bring something like that who had a better cast around him and couldn't get anything more done? Why would I bring him here when I got the guy Bradford here who we still ain't seen the best of coming off an injury? We gave every other player who comes off injury time to shine. So let Bradford do his thing. And I don't want to be mediocre. So, but I don't think he's a mediocre quarterback. He's coming off an injury, and he's in a dumb offense, especially for him. I mean, come on. You had him out there taking 40 snaps, and you got no run game? How can anybody make
right.
passes when you got four plays, and everybody knows what them four plays is? So you out there with a pass game. The defense already
yeah.
knows the four passes you're going to make,
yep.
and they already got the book on.
Well, hey, Kenny,
how great can he look?
Here's what cracks me up in the midst of your call, which is an outstanding call, whether I agree with you or not. You lay out your point well. And the thing that's amazing, it's like people are so all over the place on Sam Bradford. I made the comment a couple of months ago that I after having watched him for a year, and we saw him for most of the year, so, you know, played about three quarters of the year, I don't ever remember a Philadelphia athlete after a season that there's less clarity about what he is. I mean, you'll get a guy that'll call up and just blast Bradford. And then you get a guy like that guy, it's like, yo, why are we throwing him out? It's amazing, man. I mean, people, two eyes, two different eyes. And just see it differently. Straight up see it differently. Jim in Philly, what's going on, Jim?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So, you know, I don't really think Bradford's the answer. I don't think Foles is the answer. And I don't think there's much in the draft that we can go with. There's at least nothing that's spectacular. So if we got creative, got rid of Murray, sent them over to the Patriots, and took Garoppolo that Peterson can mold in his own vision – I think it's a big win for them and for the Eagles.
Oh, well, I mean, what is Garoppolo? What is he?
Well, he's a guy who studied under Brady for a few years, and that's something.
Well, I'm not sure it is. I mean, Matt Castle studied under Brady, and that was nothing. You know, I don't remember Peyton Manning's backups doing anything. I mean, Joe Montana's backup did something because he was Steve Young, not because he was Joe Montana's backup.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a good point. But he's also got the education of Belichick. That's something to be said for. And then, you know, he's a good player. The Patriots are ready to start him for four games if Brady got suspended. So they have to have some trust in him.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't have any other choice. If the guy got suspended, someone had to start. Jim, appreciate the call. That's a name you don't hear much, Garoppolo. Kyle in Northeast Philly. Yo, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, man, listen, Garoppolo, to touch on what he said, is a pretty decent quarterback, man. But I mean,
are you watching their preseason? I have no idea. You watch preseason Patriot football?
Well, the year before, he got some live play with the team. He actually got to step in for Brady. I don't know if there was...
Was there 1 minute left in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of him there, and I've seen some preseason action.
All right.
Listen, on the limited time he has been on the field, he has done very well.
All right.
But my opinion, I mean, I'm not even reaching that way. I like Bradford, and I don't think he had nearly as good an opportunity as Foles did with the cast Foles had here years ago.
I agree with that.
And I think he would get better with time. And if you put the right people around him, I think we haven't seen his ceiling yet, is what I'm saying. But all in all, we're so far away. I think you should just abandon ship on him. It's too much money. This is one of the deepest free agency classes I've seen in a long time. All the pieces are out there. You can't buy the whole team. You got to do it through the draft as well.
Yep.
But, I mean, if you really look at the list of the players that are out there, man, if we free up some cap, there's safeties, there's linebackers, there's a couple of cover guys up for grabs, we can make some moves.
Well, they obviously, especially, and Kyle, thanks for the call, if they don't sign Bradford, we'll clearly have even more cap rooms and cash to work with. I guess I would just continue to come back to the premise that I'm more and more wholeheartedly believing which is that this team's got to build through the draft. Absolutely of critical nature to build through the draft. And, you know, they're not ready to sign a TO and go over the top and compete for a title. They're just not. So build through the draft and do it the right way is the way I say it. Mark in South Philly. Mark, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, I just wanted to call up. I was listening to the show here and very interested in a few things. First off, I'm going to get off and say Bradford, he does have the pedigree. And, you know, again, like you said, you guys, it's still a big question mark.
All right, let me ask you a question. He has a question. Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
When you say he has the pedigree, what does that mean?
It really, it doesn't mean jack, you know what?
Because, right.
You know,
that's my point.
You know,
that stuff's over. I'm way past the fact that he was the number one pick in the draft.
Good. You know, what have you done for me lately kind of league. If you gave me the choice, I'd rather have Foles back. I mean, I was telling the screener there, that's like taking one step back to take two forward. But again, the whole team is decimated at this point. And then if they just cut Riley Cooper, I don't know if this is true or not, you know. And Nelson Aguilar, you can get a lot of good callers today. Just mentioning a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You're up to Garoppolo right now. But the thing is this, I would just draft a young guy. You got to roll the dice. Hey, what do you
think? That might be where they said. Let me ask you a question, Mark. When I say to you that Nick Foles might be the next Doug Peterson, do you buy that?
Yeah, who's Doug Peterson? I like to see him as a coach, but I mean, who is Doug Peterson?
Right, but I'm talking about Peterson 99. And Mark, thanks for the call. Peterson 99. That's what Nick Foles maybe is. In Peterson's eye. I mean, Peterson lived it. He was a walking joke in this town. A joke. A total joke. But he was the pathway to, you know, teaching Donovan and all that. The problem is they got to get the next Donovan. And at pick 13, that's not easy to do. Look at all the people in the draft, the teams that messed up the pick around Donovan. Pick one was bad. Couch, pick three was bad. Achilles Smith. Eagles were very fortunate and, to their credit, got the right guy too. Warren and Cherry Hill. Warren, what's up, dude?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
How you been, Warren?
I got no complaints. Listen, the biggest problem you have right now is because people look at the number. $20 million is a heck of a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
but $20 million is what it takes. Not even an upper echelon quarterback. A good quarterback, is better than average quarterback, $20 million.
Well, that's not true because they.
Well,
remember
let me
the,
answer something.
Go ahead.
So, tell me who do you. The guys are getting $20 million. I'm not talking to a brief. Joe Flacco. You think he's a franchise?
Yeah, but remember this, Warren, just to be clear, the reason $20 million is being thrown around because that's around what the franchise tag is, which is the average of the top five salaries in the position in football. So I'm just saying $20 million is not the middle of the road for a quarterback.
You go look, there's at least 10 to 15 guys getting around there, and I'm not telling you that's what he's got. You don't know what your defense can bring, so you've got a choice. Either you don't have to call it a tank, but if you don't at least pay this kid for $1 million to see if your defense is anywhere what you
mm-hmm,
thought.
Mm-hmm.
We already saw a factor where defense can win. If Fletcher Cox is, we know how good he is. If Benny Logan is that good, they keep talking with this system. I'm just looking to see for 1 year. I'm tired. We are the worst sports city in the country, not fans-wise, but we got four. When you say the Flyers are the best you got right now, it's in this city.
Well, it's rough. I mean, and another city's celebrating another championship today, and we've had one in, oh man, quick math, real quick, 1983 to 2016, 33 years. Let's just call it 32 because we just transferred into 2016. 32 years times that by four sports. That's 128. Am I right? 128. Take out a baseball strike and a hockey strike. We got 126. 126 parades, give or take a couple, in the last 32 years. 126-ish, and we got one. What in the hell? I'll take it anyway. All right, we'll see. Who's going to lead who's going to lead a parade? Hey, drive safe. Get home. Flyers playing next versus Anaheim. I'll be back after the game tonight around 10 o'clock. Keep it here. Flyers Hockey next. Thanks to Devon producing the show. Back later on, Flyers Hockey next on the Fanatic.